After one of the country's major power plants failed and left millions without the juice for 2 days. Energy Minister Vicente de la Ove says the country has 500 megawatts of energy in its electrical grid and is getting more. Hope to be able to turn things around soon. Meanwhile, a hurricane is approaching the island again. The family of a Guatemalan journalist is celebrating his transfer to a house arrest following his jailing over 2 years amidst his newspaper's anti-corruption investigations. Jose Ruben Zamora, the founder of newspaper El Periodico, was released from jail late last night. The Daily specialized in anti-corruption reporting before closing a year ago. The judge says Zamora should be released because his previous arrest on one of the cases had already expired. News and analysis at townhall.com. A wave of influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms have started specializing in a trend they call kindness content.
That usually entails recording a charitable act like giving money or goods to strangers in need. Creators like Jimmy Darts have millions of followers they encourage to crowdfund to raise money for their video subjects. But some critics find the content to be problematic, calling into question the ethics of recording strangers and people who are homeless, the lack of regulations these creators have to abide by, and the profits the creators make off the millions of views they get online. Keith Peters reporting.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was sent to the 13 states for ratification is sold for $9 million in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former governor of the state. A copy was made after the Congress ratified the document. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Temperatures will trend warmer heading into the early portion of the upcoming week. In the meantime, to wrap up this weekend, some sunshine with light winds at a high of 76. Overnight, it will be clear with a low cooling to 47. Sunny on Monday, tomorrow, the high of 79, and a warmer Tuesday afternoon with some more sunshine and a high approaching 80. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. They've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
History happened here for 100 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Saddam Hussein was captured Saturday, December 13th, in the town of Adwar. I want to say a few words to the people of Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of you suffered at the hands of this cruel man. Those days are over forever.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and we're talking all about real estate. Last week, I was telling you you could be in a home by Thanksgiving. If you hurry, you still have that chance, maybe, if you've got your everything lined up. If your loan is approved, if you've got your proof of funds, if you know exactly what you want, if you've got your real estate person ready to write that contract, let me know if you're thinking about getting into that home for Thanksgiving or maybe by the end of the year. I have a new one that possibly you could have by the end of the year. It is at 7918 Winterset Avenue. That's in 21208. That's just inside the Baltimore Beltway exit 21. It offers four bedrooms, two baths, and an expansive, I think, 5,000 square feet of living space. Again, it's on four levels. It has a fabulous kitchen with architectural high ceilings, substantial granite island seating for at least six, top-of-the-line stainless appliances. There's sliders from the kitchen offering easy access to a spacious deck and a beautiful level private yard. Some of the features in this home that are very special, it has a whole house generator. It has two efficient gas water heater. It has a spacious lower level. Remember, I said this is four levels that presents endless possibilities. In fact, I wrote an article this morning about all the different uses for a lower level or a basement. If you're interested in that, call me and I'll get that to you. Or check out my website, homeroom.com, margaretroom.com. Take a look at my latest blog post. It also has a side-loading two-car garage with a covered patio right next to it, and the possibility of making a third garage right there, or it could be an enclosed room. This outside area also has a fireplace in it, as does the inside family room, which is on this same ground level. It is another fireplace. If you are thinking about living in a very special, exceptional home that has comfort and style and convenient and plenty of space and a kitchen that is fabulous, give me a call. This property will be going on the market soon, and it's at 7918 Winterset Avenue. Look forward to showing that to you. And I've got great sellers there. Another one that I have that is so special, you know I kind of wind up with different kinds of properties, is a penthouse in 11 Slade, top floor, 906. It's rarely available. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath on the ninth floor. It's a gem. The St. Charles Eden kitchen is bright and spacious. It features two pantries, a stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator with ice maker, double ovens, and a skylight that really brightens up the space. There's a separate door from the kitchen to the hallway, making it super convenient to carry your groceries in. Living room, it has an entire wall of windows plus a glass door that opens to a 26-foot balcony. From here, you can enjoy treetop views and catch the fireworks from the country club, golf club, across the way. The 37-foot living area is a highlight. One of its unique features is a paneled wall with a conceal bar that can easily open into the den. So you have the room next to the living room with an opening conceal bar. Really kind of interesting. That den with the bar could also serve as a third bedroom. And if you look at my website, or if you go and just Google 11 Slade 906, you'll be able to see the floor plans. Just remember that the co-op fees cover heat, air conditioning, water, taxes, security, valet parking, a front desk, and a second back lobby area with a fireplace and a large patio. And there are guest rooms for overnight guests. Just remember that this is a cash-only building, and you need board and financial board approval. Interested in 11 Slade, 906 Penthouse on Slade Avenue, please give me a call. This is a very special unit if you're looking for a three-bedroom. And by the way, the living room is actually large enough that you could put one more wall up and make it a four-bedroom or a three-bedroom and den should you need that space, and you would still have a bright window in that area. Another one in the same building I have going from a penthouse to a studio apartment, a studio condo. And the studio is on the sixth floor. It is bright. It has a balcony. It is, as I said, not a true one bedroom, but a studio. Everything in one great big room with parquet floors. Also in the full service building with all the amenities I just mentioned with the ninth floor unit. And if you're interested in a ready to move in co-op studio apartment with a balcony, you could have it furnished or empty. Let me know. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another one in Columbia. And one of the special things about owning a home in Columbia, this one is special because there are no CPRA fees. That's a big deal in Columbia. This is a five-bedroom, beautiful property, so conveniently located if you wanted to commute from Baltimore or the surrounding areas. It is near 95 and 90 and 70 and 29 and 100. It's a corner lot. It feels like total privacy because you're the only house on this block. It has county land next to it. So when you are in this house, you feel that the whole block is yours. It is ready to move in. And if you'd like to see it, please give me a call. Again, this house is at 5251 Candy Root Court in Columbia, Maryland. And the zip code there is 21045, Columbia. And the big thing is no CPRA fees. And then another home that I have at 3500 Falstaff Road is a brick center hall colonial, has a gigantic lower level that is ready to finish. It's got high ceilings. It has its own separate entrance if you wanted to use it for so many things. You could have a home office there. You could have a Raven studio there. You could have a holiday and happy anniversary celebrations there. Maybe a yearly cousins club, book clubs. And you could just make this a multifunctional, practical space that can easily enhance its potential. The people who have lived in this house have, it's only been a couple that have lived there. The two owners have had no children, so they never needed this huge, gigantic lower level space. Think of what you could do with your own basement with its own separate entrance. Just think about the Ravens game you could have this week there. Think about maybe having a media room, maybe a gathering place for friends, maybe a catering or yoga studio. a game room, a lively gathering spot for family and friends. All of these things, when you've got a huge lower level with high ceilings and separate entrance, are ways that you can do it. Maybe you need an office. Maybe you have a home office and you have a couple of employees there, separate entrance. Maybe you've got someone who needs care. Again, separate entrance. You could host guests. You could design a guest suite. Think about the teenagers or the college kids coming home. You could make a full studio space for them down there. And the interesting thing about having a space this big is that if you use it for your wonderful entertaining parties, that with the side entrance, you can have the caterers come in there. And at the end of your party, you go back into your upstairs home that's in perfect move-in condition so that you don't have to clean up upstairs after the party. Anybody who is thinking about a very stately, all-brick, colonial, lots of wood, lots of high ceilings, lots of moldings, all updated with granite kitchen and gas heat, give me a call. This home is at 3500 Falstaff Road, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me. Again, you are listening to All About Real Estate, and our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is the final stretch of the most pivotal election since the Civil War. It's former President Donald J. Trump.
Kamala Harris is killing the American dream.
Against incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris. Who will control the House, the Senate? Will former Governor Hogan overtake PG County Executive Angela Olsen-Brooks?
Very concerned about the toxic and divisive politics.
Don't miss a word of all the exciting 2024 election news. Listen here to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about a few properties that I need, people who are waiting for them. When I say I need a property, these are folks who are already qualified, ready to buy, not just somebody wanting to look at pretty houses. So if you have any of these properties, give me a call, or if you're working with a real estate agent, call your real estate agent and have them call me. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Some of the properties that I need a lot, a building lot, or a home that's ready to come down. I have somebody who wants to build a new home in the 21133. They'd like some, you know, at least an acre. I think that's going to be hard to find. If you've got any kind of property in the 21133 that's suitable for building a home, give me a call. I need a townhouse in the Falls, that's just inside the Beltway. I need a large level lot with a large home, master bedrooms, primary bedrooms on the first floor. We'd love a big rancher. We would like it in really move-in condition, two-car garage, room for storage, and our price range is up to $1 million. If you've got a property that you're thinking about putting on the market, a large rancher with first floor bedrooms, garages, storage, quiet area, give me a call. Also, I need a stone and or brick home on acreage with two primary suites. If you have that, give me a call. I need a property. I need a facility that could be used as a church or a meeting place. It needs to have parking. It needs to be in Baltimore County. And we've got a young congregation that is looking for this type of space. I also need a luxury, very luxurious, three-bedroom condo, three-bedroom large space that could be moved in. They could move right away, or they could wait and give you time. They would like it in the Northwest area in Baltimore County, although they're now considering possibly downtown, one of the high-rises. If you've got a large, large condo, very luxurious, that you're thinking of selling, give me a call again, 410-530-2400. And I also have a corner lot in Baltimore County. If you're thinking about building a small a small rancher, small house, new home. We've got a lot that's ready to go. All of these things, you can reach me after this show at 410-530-2400. The other homes that I have, I am looking for, if you've got anything that's really unusual, if you've got a home that you very much custom, I have buyers looking for very, very unusual homes, and I mean really unusual homes. If you think you've got a home and it is not going to be easy to sell, maybe you've customed it so much so that you're saying, who else is going to want this? I'm just saying, give me a call, because these are the kinds of homes that I'm looking for. I've got some wonderful, very, very unusual buyers. So if you're thinking that you'd like to buy a home that's very unusual, or if you're thinking that you have one to sell, I would love it if you would give me a call and we could talk about that. Again, this would be a great time to think about moving before Thanksgiving. If you need help getting your home ready for going on the market, give me a call, because one of my absolute favorite times to list homes is right now. October, November is my favorite time to list properties. This is when people say, oh, we're going to wait till spring. Well, it seems like everybody waits until spring. Everybody gets their house on the market then, that all the flowers are in bloom. But you forget that there's a lot of people that need homes right now. Many of them need homes during the holiday break. They need to be in before the new year. If you're thinking about selling your home, give me a call. Get it on the market. You have very serious buyers that are looking now. Many of the buyers who do not are not going to wait for spring. They need it now. And right now you would have people who are serious about buying. In the spring, you're going to get a lot more people showing it. But there are going to be people who are looking at the pretty decorations and open houses. Anybody who's coming to see a property at this time of year, October, November, December, are usually very, very serious, and they're ready to buy right now. So if you've got that hesitation about putting your home on the market now, if it's ready, and if you're ready, then this is the kind of time to be able to put that house on the market. Let me tell you about this week. We had a realtor fair. Our Greater Board of Baltimore put on a yearly realtor fair. It's probably the best deal ever of the entire year. This is when real estate agents and real estate professionals get together. It was at Martin's West, and it's a really exciting day. There are continuing education classes. There are aisles and aisles of vendors. You can talk to the folks at the multiple listing service, the forms business, lenders, title companies, moving companies, all kinds of things. And I was lucky enough to go there this past week, saw a lot of my colleagues, took two classes from some very, very special people. I took this was a great course. It's called Stay Out of Real Estate Jail. It was given by Linda Harned, and she was very, very good, just throwing out different possibilities that realtors should take heed to. If any of you have went to the fair this week and are listening, give me a call. Let me hear what you thought of it. The other one that I took was also a very fun class, taught, presented by Bob Kimball, who in himself, I think if he read the phone book, would be interesting. His topic was broker relationships and disclosures, and they went to turn the lights down to so you could see the screen better, and he went, not in my classroom. We are not turning the lights down. It gives you too much of an opportunity to fall asleep. And what he's saying, that many of the people who come to these CE classes are because they just need the credits, not because they're there to learn. And he's right. Sometimes our agents do fall asleep in these classes, but I don't know how you could fall asleep in a Bob Kimball class. He is lively. He engages the room. And maybe Bob will come on one week and grace our show and tell us some of his secrets of real estate. If you are thinking about becoming a real estate agent, give me a call. I'd like to give you some pointers on it. It's a business that looks really, really easy. It is very, very easy to get into. It doesn't, you don't need to do anything but take a 6-week class, pass the exam, go get licensed. If you're serious about doing it, how about giving me a call and we can tell you more about getting into real estate, getting out of real estate, giving you tips about buying and selling homes. And that's whether you're a buyer, whether you're a seller, or whether you have just interest in doing this. So many times I have people say to me, I should have gone into real estate. I would have been good at it. I love to sell. I love to look at pretty homes. And I'm thinking, would that be something that you would be interested in? I would absolutely be happy to talk to you about that. Some of the other things that we've been thinking about, when you get a buyer, you want to make sure that when your agent brings the buyer to you, that buyer is also ready to buy, that they're not just out there looking. I found sometimes that agents bring buyers in, they really haven't met them, they haven't figured out what their results are. And when I talk to them on the phone and say, what does your buyer need? When do they need it? Do they need to settle right away? Do they need a long settlement? There are occasions that I will be told, I don't know, I never met this buyer. And I'm thinking, so you're just bringing them to a house to look at and you don't know whether they're qualified to buy? Any of these kinds of situations, when you're buying a home, when you're selling a home, when you have your home on the market, you want to be sure that the people who are coming to see your home are really qualified buyers. They're not just there to see your decorations. And if you are thinking about buying a home or selling a home, talk to the real estate agent. Find out how they're going to be presenting your house, how they're going to advertise it, how they're going to show it. Think of any questions that you'd like to ask me about real estate. You can call me after the show, 410 410- 530-2400, and we're going to step out for a break.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
The high temperature today should approach 76 with sunshine and light winds, and the temperatures will cool quickly tonight with a clear sky, light winds, and a low eventually dipping down to 47. Some more dry weather to welcome the week on Monday. It'll be sunny tomorrow and also a little bit warmer with a light breeze in from the west and a high of 79. A clear sky through Monday night with a low down to 52. The warming trend continues on Tuesday. It'll be another sunny day with a high near 80, and the temperatures will start to trend cooler from Wednesday into Thursday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
E-Y-E-C-A-R-E?
Good. Next row.
A-M-America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCareAmerica is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Breast cancer is on the rise. 1 in 8 women and about 1 in 700 men will be diagnosed during their lifetimes. So we'll be wearing pink all month to fight breast cancer. As men wear pink, ambassadors with the American Cancer Society. Help save more lives from breast cancer by supporting the Men Wear Pink campaign. Go to the Bruce Elliott Facebook page or find us at menwearpink.org and please contribute. Thanks.
The Rob Carson Show.
The swamp is going to be drained and swept out completely. It is now nakedly obvious they don't care about us. It doesn't get lower than a government completely disregarding its own people for others, and then you give the resources of the working to those people and destroy the working communities. Honestly, it doesn't get any bigger and any worse than this, and it is inspiring a revolutionary change, and that change is Donald Trump.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wake up to the latest news and sports, plus traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker, and a jolt of opinion on the most important issues of the day. It's the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number. And right now, if you have a comment or something you want to share with us about real estate, our call-in number, 410-922-6680. I was talking to a group of my very special colleagues around the country, and one of the things we decided to do was talk about our favorite tech tools. They are so many and so much technology going on right now. So what I did is I went back and I thought, what was it like when I started in the business several decades ago? And when I started my journey, there was the fax machine, which we used to stand at and say, hurry up. That fax machine used a paper that curled up on you, which was hard to use. We either hand wrote offers or we typed our contracts. Anybody remember a typewriter? When I came into the business, I did not know how to type. My nursing didn't require typing. My art career did not require typing. So if we didn't type it, we hand wrote it. And what we needed to do back then is that we made 6 copies of every single contract, every single offer that we wrote, because we had to give one. If they were accepted, the buyer's agent got one, the seller's agent got one, the buyer got one, the seller got one, the title company got one, and the lender got one. And think about all of that paper. If it wasn't accepted, that paper was just tossed. And back then, I don't remember recycling and shredding machines. Anybody remember that press hard? It's cheap carbon when you're signing. Very difficult when you're making carbon copies to read those last few that are kind of very, very light and not able to do. Back then, we had multiple list books, we had bag phones, we had a Palm Pilot. I remember that. I loved it. We went nowhere without a camera, without film. And I remember going to my favorite photo store with rolls of film. I would have taken the same photo, the front of the property. I would have taken a couple of rolls of that, taken them to the photo store, and then have them make duplicates. That way, I could have a single picture for each one of my flyers for the house. Look how easy it is now. You can see everything on the multiple list. Our flyers are printed out. You can email them right now. What a difference our real estate has taken. Some of the other things, we carried tape measures. We carried lockbox keys. Now we have almost everything that we could possibly need on our smartphone. We carried a card that had to be updated, and it had a special little doohickey that you put the card in so you could update your lockbox each week. And cars, real estate cars, were littered with written directions, with, anybody remember the ADC map books? There was no GPS. I think the reason I drove a two-door car and still do is because I didn't want to put buyers in my car and not know where I was going. I know that's kind of funny, but that's the way it was. Way back then, you were considered high tech if you had a pager. Remember back then, though, you were charged for each cell phone call. If you weren't using, if you didn't have a cell phone, you went to the payphone, and you had rolls of quarters with you. I remember one agent, when you would call her on the cell phone, she would not answer. She trained us to call her on her landline because she didn't want to accept the fee. We have progressed in the last even 4 to 5 years. We do our meetings on Zooms. We can conference our buyers. We can conference our sellers with Zoom calls. We can, remember the doorbell? Most people don't have a doorbell anymore. They have a Ring camera. If they have a delivery coming to their home, then they can open the door remotely, again, with their cell phone. So all of these things have changed since I've been in, began real estate. And some of the wonderful things, we had lots of agents who shared with us their favorite tools and their favorite apps, and we just had a grand time of looking back and being happy with how much the industry has changed. Look at the size of the computers that we had, and look how hard it was just logging in, not having the right bandwidth. All of these things all happened many years ago. We have come a long way, so that the new agents who are coming in really have it made. They have so much technology that they can use to help them buy and sell homes. If you're thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about selling a home, if you've got any stories about that, give me a call. You can call me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s a part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says, "Triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. Now, to get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, it's code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, to buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free.
This is Bob Weinholt with Horizon Cinemas, inviting you to tune in to Movie Talk, Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Get the latest information on the movie industry. Hear our special guests discuss the entertainment business. Get a heads up on the new releases coming to town. Get a little behind-the-scenes info and listen for special events being held at any of the five Horizon Cinema locations. That's Movie Talk every Saturday at 4 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show if you've got any questions about listing or selling a house. If you want to know what your neighbor's home sold for, I can give you that information also. Just kidding, but I can. If you want to know what a home sold for in your neighborhood, what the area is bringing in, because maybe you're thinking about selling your house in, you know, the next 6 months or year, give me a call. Again, if you're working with a real estate agent, of course, call that agent that you're already working with. I got a call recently from someone who was ready to buy, and here's how this conversation went. She said, "We've been looking for a house and we are so ready to buy, but our agent hasn't found homes for us and doesn't call us. We searched online. We found a house that seemed like a really good fit. We called our agent for a tour to find out about it. The house came on the market 10 days earlier and it was already under contract. The upsetting thing about it is that this property was listed with their real estate office, so they could have seen it first. We were really upset. Why weren't we called? I had the same conversation with the same people by saying, we put our house on the market. We were given a list of suggested repairs, and we did all those repairs. After a couple of showings, we asked for feedback, and the response we got back was, the buyers who have come to your home all wanted bedrooms upstairs and a finish lower level. She says, my house is a rancher on a slab. Why would they be bringing these kinds of potential buyers who would never buy my house? Why are they bringing these people to my house? And my response to each one of these calls is, why are you asking me? Why aren't you asking your real estate agent? Remember last week or the week before, I talked about you as the buyer, you as the seller, have a choice of who you want to work with, just like real estate agents have a choice of who to work with. And you should be getting the kind of service that you need. If you're looking for a specific house in a specific area, that agent should be running around finding them, making calls, making contacts, doing a job to help you get into a house. The same thing if you're selling a house. How is your house being shown? How is it being advertised? How is it being, how's the feedback? Are you talking to your agent each time there is a showing? Get the feedback of what the agent is sharing with you. That way you know right away. Hopefully your agent is getting you that feedback within the day, or texting you or emailing you with the information. Maybe it's something you could have done differently. Maybe you get home and the door isn't locked. Something like that. Your agent should be there watching and helping and make sure your home is safe and easily accessible. Any questions about listing, selling, showing, advertising, give me a call. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me at 410-530-2400, and we will be back next week, same time, noon, for more All About Real Estate.
Radio 680.